Welcome to this Tuesday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. Chuck, we are in week number 3 of our season of fasting and prayer. And how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I'm so encouraged, Dave, because people continue to join us. I've had multiple emails just this week of people who just now are hearing about it and are joining in, and certainly it's time to continue with that. There's been no let up in the financial pressure that we're under and the changes in this economy, so I would encourage more people to join us. We have updated the Hope, Help, and Insight feature at crown.org. So if you haven't been there, that's where we're inviting this community to join. There's a blog where you can post your comments and your own progress, as well as to get updated new videos, articles, and tools to help you along your personal financial journey.
And that, again, is at crown.org. And right on the homepage, you'll see a banner at the top of that page that says Hope, Help, and Insight. If you'll just click on that, it'll take you to all that information. Well, Chuck, on a very sobering note, many folks are in pain with their homes, whether their homes have dropped in value and they're having a hard time paying their mortgages and where they're facing foreclosure. And today we're going to talk with Suzanne Boas from the Consumer Credit Counseling Service here in Atlanta. We're going to talk about ways to avoid foreclosure.
Well, Dave, it's going to be a very practical program. Suzanne is an expert. The foreclosure rate continues to rise in this country. It's a major problem. Many people are still trying to fight it, and Suzanne's going to be a real encouragement. You know, Dave, a foreclosure puts a huge amount of financial stress on a family, and financial stress oftentimes leads to a breakup of the marriage. There's a new book out called The Case for Marriage. It's written by Linda Waite and Maggie Gallagher, and they give some great reasons to stay married and to not allow financial stress to cause your marriage to break up. Number one, after a divorce, spouses both lose about 25% of their living standard because it's more expensive to live apart than together. Two, women usually take the brunt of that. They experience on average a 27% drop in their living standard. And the financial damage usually leads to a 3.5% drop in total wealth year after year after year. For every year that you're divorced, both spouses experience a drop in their personal wealth. So it's devastating, and it's certainly something we want to help our listeners avoid.
Well, certainly if you find yourself in that situation, we'd encourage you to talk with one of our Money Map counselors, and they're available online at crown.org. Well, we'll take a short break. You're listening to Money Life, and we'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible, Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and I am so pleased to introduce you to Suzanne Boas. She's the president of Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Greater Atlanta. That's a nonprofit community service agency that has been a longtime friend of this ministry. Suzanne, it's great to have you on Money Life today.
And it's wonderful to be here again.
I understand that this has been a busy year for you. Tell our listeners a little bit about what you do and what all's been happening at your agency.
Well, you're right, Chuck. It has been a very busy year, and unfortunately, it's been a very busy year because the kind of work that we do is to help people who are in financial distress. And as everyone knows now, there are many, many people in our country who are struggling with finances and particularly trying to keep their homes from foreclosure.
Well, Suzanne, certainly foreclosure has been a major problem. And from my perspective, it's a problem that's continuing to happen because we get calls every day, emails every day of people who want to know how we can help them. And I know you've ramped up the organization because of this high demand. I know you've been doing this a long time, but you've had to ramp up the number of people you have to help people avoid foreclosure during this difficult time. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing to help folks who don't want to lose their house.
Well, you know, this is just a period of extraordinary demand, and we realized that we could see this problem coming about 2 years ago. So we began adding to staff with people who have mortgage backgrounds and who understood about how to renegotiate mortgages and work on modifications and that kind of thing, and we've got a very strong counseling team in place now. We provide counseling over the Internet, over the telephone, and then in the four offices where we have on-the-ground presence, we provide face-to-face counseling as well.
And, Suzanne, how many people have you been able to serve this year already?
Well, we're expecting by the end of the year to actually help 42,000 people with foreclosure prevention.
And that's a free service, right, Suzanne?
It's absolutely free to consumers. Anybody who thinks that they're going to have trouble making a mortgage payment or if they've already missed a couple of mortgage payments is welcome to call us, and we can get on the line with them right away and see what we can do to help them stabilize their situation and keep their home.
Well, Suzanne, I want to minimize people's resistance to contacting you if they have any problem whatsoever regarding their mortgage or even their consumer credit. When's the best time to contact you about a problem with their mortgage?
As soon as people start to feel uncomfortable that they may have trouble making a payment. You know, a lot of people try so hard and to work problems out themselves rather than reaching out for help. And we love to have people who, even when they think there might be a problem in the future, pick up the phone and call. That's the very best time to call for help. But if you've already missed a payment, one payment or two payments or three payments, it doesn't really matter. There's help that's still available, and we really do encourage people to call because that's what our counselors are expert in doing, is working out solutions for people who really feel like their situation is hopeless.
Well, Suzanne, why are lenders willing to work with people to save their house? Because it seems like this is an unprecedented time for the lenders. I wouldn't think they wanted to get a home back right now. What's their motivation to step in and help out?
Well, you're absolutely right. They have very little motivation to foreclose on a home right now. Their real interest is in helping their customers get back on their feet and be able to make their mortgage payments in a timely way and stay in their homes. They have every incentive to do that. And the real challenge for us is to connect with them and to work out a deal that's going to make sense both for the consumer, the homeowner, and also for the lender. And if we're successful in doing that, then we're able to help that consumer, that homeowner, stay in their house, keep their family together. And we've helped the lending institution also save a lot of money.
Well, Suzanne, I can understand why why lenders are motivated to do that now, but let's talk about the borrowers a second. Mm-hmm. With all the information out there about the bailout plan and the hope that foreclosures are going to be ceased or temporarily frozen, doesn't it make sense for people to not wait to see what's going to happen with legislation and to go ahead and be proactive on their side right now?
Absolutely. You know, there have been a number of plans that have been introduced by the administration, by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, and each time that one is introduced, it has very specific requirements and criteria. Some people meet those, some people don't, and to wait for another plan to be announced is really, I think, not in the consumer's best interest. Try to get on the phone now, get to the problem, understand what your options are. That doesn't mean you have to jump at the offer that the mortgage lender may make through us, but at least you understand what your options are currently.
Well, are all lenders participating with you to help the borrower, or are there some that just aren't participating at all? So if I'm stuck with a really bad lender, I shouldn't bother to call you.
I would say that there's always reason to call and reach out for help. That being said, there are some lenders who are easier for us to work with, more accommodative, more responsive, have better staffing, answer the phones more quickly, follow through on all the paperwork more quickly. That's, you know, that's just the nature of different organizations are going to respond differently. I think for the vast majority of the lenders that we work with are trying very hard to be responsive. They are struggling as homeowners are with the size of this problem in our economy, but for the vast majority of them want to be responsive and are being responsive. There are some organizations, obviously, that are more difficult to work with than others, but that's all the more reason that a homeowner needs a counseling agency on their side, because we can sometimes, most times, cut through the red tape that an individual homeowner may have trouble getting through. We have dedicated email boxes that we can send messaging to. We have dedicated phone lines we can get through. And in some instances, we even have system-to-system connections.
Well, Suzanne, I know there are many people that are listening that have a concern about their mortgage. They have a concern about the rising jobless rate, or they have children that they're concerned about as well. And you serve people all over the country. How do our listeners get in touch with you? Even though you're based in Atlanta, you can serve them anywhere in the country. So let's talk about how they can touch base with you, Suzanne.
Well, the number that I'm going to give out is a National Foreclosure Prevention Hotline. It's 1-888-995-HOPE. 1-888-995-HOPE. And there are counselors available to answer that hotline 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. So I would encourage anybody who's anywhere in the country listening to your program, if they're experiencing financial difficulty, to pick up the phone and call that number.
Well, hang on. We're going to talk to Suzanne when we come back from this break. You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley, and today our guest is Suzanne Boas, the president of Consumer Credit Counseling Service of Greater Atlanta, and we're talking about their services to help people avoid foreclosure. Suzanne, when we left off, we were talking about just the incredible rise of the people that need help avoiding a foreclosure, and there's some people that just are afraid to call. They're afraid to take that step to get help. And I think they're afraid that's going to hurt their credit rating even to contact you. Tell us how it affects someone who contacts your agency just to get help and coaching.
Well, the most important thing that I can tell your listeners is that when you call a credit counseling agency like ours, the advice that you get is totally confidential. And there is no obligation for us to share that information with anybody. Our obligation is to provide confidential advice to the homeowner. So assuming that the homeowner wants only to have the counseling session and wants the information to go no further, that's exactly what will happen. Of course, in many instances at the end of the session, we recommend that they allow us to contact their lender on their behalf. And, of course, at that point then, the lender becomes aware that there needs to be a negotiation going on. But it would be up to the lender, however, they decide to report that to the credit reporting agency. And generally, they're only reporting the delinquency on the mortgage. So it doesn't in any way impact if the consumer calls us for counseling.
Well, I know one of the things that people have had such great hope in is that as they have their adjustable rate mortgage reset, that the Feds are going to lower the Feds, in fact, have lowered their short-term rates, and they're expecting these adjustable rate mortgages to come way down. But that hasn't been happening, Suzanne. So how do you help people who are not able to negotiate a lower interest rate for their adjustable rate mortgage?
Well, again, we would suggest that they call our counseling agency, because we have the ability to work with those lenders, and many times we're able to get them out of an adjustable rate into a fixed rate. That's not always true. It depends on the lender, and it depends on the investor as well. So if they call us and we're able to get them out of an adjustable rate into a fixed rate, then they're really set for the remaining term on that mortgage.
And are those, how long are those rates staying fixed? What kind, are they similar to the term for the adjustable rate, or are you getting longer terms?
In some instances, we're getting the life of the loan.
Oh, wow. So that would be a very significant adjustment.
And it really depends on the individual consumer's circumstances, looking at their income, their debts, their family size, the whole thing. We do a complete analysis before we pick up the phone and call the lender, or before we ask the consumer to be in touch with their lender. But we go over with the consumer what they're likely to qualify for, and then sort of prep them so that when the lender starts talking about a modification that can be made, they have an understanding of what might apply in their case.
Well, Suzanne, you know, there's a great deal of pressure on the consumer that has been overextended, not only in terms of their mortgage, which has been the first area where we've seen a lot of pain, but we're now seeing a secondary impact in the consumer credit markets. And traditionally, consumers have looked at their equity as a potential source to kind of bail them out if they had too much unsecured consumer credit, but that opportunity is quickly eroding. Tell us how people are dealing with both of those problems at the same time, when they have overextended themselves on the consumer credit side, maybe they've got a mortgage problem as well. Are you able to help those people and give them some guidance?
Absolutely. And the first place that we tell them to focus is on their mortgage debt, because your house payment is always your top priority. So we would focus first on the mortgage debt, and then we would turn, after we've gotten that situation stabilized, then we turn to the unsecured debt, to the credit card debt. And it's very important in working on both of those situations to help our clients pare down their living costs, save as much money, find ways to increase income and reduce expenses so that they can get their life back under control.
You know, Suzanne, besides this incredible mortgage meltdown, from your perspective, are you seeing any other trends in the consumer credit sector that we need to be aware of right now?
Well, there are two that we're seeing that are really striking. And the first one is that we're seeing a real deterioration in the delinquency rates on credit cards. More and more people are turning to us. Maybe they're renting, or they're in a housing situation where their mortgage is not really out of control. They've had a mortgage for a long time. The payment has been comfortable, and they're comfortable there, but their unsecured debt has really gotten to be very uncomfortable for them. The payments are too high, and they're really struggling. So that's one thing that we're seeing. The second is that we are seeing a larger number of seniors who are having to look to the equity in their homes in order to subsidize their living expenses. And they're trying to do that through reverse equity mortgage products. And that's a very complicated product, as you know, and it does require a good deal of advice and counseling to make a good decision.
Yes, we've actually helped people ourselves, Suzanne, who have gotten into a bind by entering into a reverse mortgage situation, thinking it was going to be the solution to their problems. And it multiplied the complexity of their financial situation. So, Suzanne, I am so glad that you're available to help people in any of those situations. And you've been faithfully doing this for a number of years in close alliance with our ministry. And we've always appreciated the help you've been able to provide. And thank you very much for doing that, Suzanne.
Well, it's our pleasure. You've been a great partner through the years.
Well, give us the number one more time for those who need to contact you and need some coaching from Consumer Credit Counseling Services.
Well, they can call us at 1-800-251-CCCS or if they're particularly concerned about a mortgage problem, they can call 888-995-HOPE, H-O-P-E.
Well, thank you, Suzanne, for being our guest on Money Life.
My pleasure.
You're listening to Money Life. I'm Chuck Bentley. We'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, in this last few minutes, let's talk a little bit about this new feature on crown.org called Hope, Help, and Insight.
Well, Dave, if our listeners will go to crown.org, as you said, and then click on the top banner, they'll find this new site that is really designed for the feedback they've been giving us. Many people listen to the program and they want some more specifics. They want to go deeper. They want to go online and find some additional help. Maybe the topic we're talking about today isn't exactly what they need, but they can go to this site and find a whole variety of topics. Under the help topic, you can find things that will help you right now, help you do financial planning, help you with financial priorities. There's tools and calculators there. Under the hope topic, it's for people with more acute, immediate needs. You can find videos. You can chat with a coach online. You can find training. You can find more articles and tools. All those things are there. And then, of course, we're trying to provide daily or regular weekly insight on the economy, on what the Bible says about money. And it's a fairly comprehensive effort, Dave, just to accommodate what our listeners are telling us they really, really need from us. I so appreciate those who listen every day. I appreciate those who follow along with the ministry. And what they're saying is, let's take it a step further. Mm-hmm. There's also a blog there, Dave, and it's enjoyable for us to read the postings on the blog of people who are participating in this season of fasting, for people who are sharing their ideas and thoughts about the economy, about the job market, and some of the things that they're doing, and to start to build a community. And we built this out, Dave, specifically for those who really enjoy going just a little bit deeper.
You know, Chuck, I'm looking at it right now. I'm sitting here in front of my computer, and I'm looking at all the resources and tools that we're making available here. Along with this, we also have our online Money Map coaching. It's very apparent. This just doesn't appear. It takes a team of people and a considerable amount of resources to produce this kind of material.
Well, Dave, it also takes financial partners to do that. And we're a not-for-profit. We're supported by our financial partners. We're not supported by commercials. We're not supported by sponsorships. We're not supported by outside advertisers. We're supported by the people who listen to the broadcast. And it takes a lot of people doing something in order to make this possible. And I would just encourage our listeners who have been helped by the ministry, who've been listening faithfully, to come and join us. Dave, about 24% of the giving to this organization comes in over the next 8 weeks. And these 8 weeks are going to be very, very important this year because we know 2009 is going to be tough. We know there's a lot of people who are going to need help, and we're going to need our partners to participate with us. And I'm asking them to join us now.
Well, it's easy to do that. If the Hope, Help, and Insight feature there at crown.org, if you look at the top page at the top right, you'll find a donate online button. And it couldn't be any easier. Just click on that and follow the directions. And we would so appreciate a financial contribution at this time. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff here at Crown Financial Ministries, thanks so much for being a part of this edition of Money Life.